Yeah, you know, I think that that helps any player. He's got corner in his past, be able to play most safety spots, be able to play corner, possibly nickel. I didn't have very much nickel in camp this year, but obviously has that athletic ability. I think the biggest thing for him is going to be tackling from the safety position. That's going to be his biggest challenge, just because he's played mostly corner, and it's just a different angle and things like that. That's pretty much what he's been working on. But what you have seen is his ability to make a play on the ball, and he needs to continue to do that also.
What did you learn about your linebacker depth?
I don't know. Not a lot.
How do you feel like the depth?
It's still early in the preseason. It's really too hard to tell. I mean, it was difficult the way the game went, just because we scored twice real quick on short fields. And we had a couple special teams plays, two kickoffs right in a row. And then we had a bunch of punts right in a row. So that was difficult on a lot of those backup guys that ended up playing once they got to the second quarter. Situation they're probably not in a real game. Because if they're covering kicks, they're probably not playing as much defense. So what they had to do is they had to cover a bunch of kicks and play a lot of defense. So it really wasn't a realistic, a true game situation right there, so it's hard to read too much into it. But it attacks those guys a lot. It was tough on them. About the same as it's been. He's doing a good job in training camp. He's been doing a good job setting edges in the run game, and he's affected the passer, and he did both those things Thursday night.
Was the game Thursday kind of a little bit of a setback for
Kyle? No, not really. I mean, I think I put him in the same category as a lot of those linebackers. He was out there covering just about all those kicks, and, it's tough. You're running 60 yards down the field, and then all of a sudden you're out there playing defense again. We were putting him in some tough situations. We were calling it a little bit to try to evaluate guys. We weren't protecting guys at all. So, not disappointed in him at all. It was a tough situation. It was what it was.
The rotation that you used at defensive end, first team guys, is that kind of what you want to see in the season, or have you thought about what that rotation is going to be like?
Yeah, we're keeping an open mind. We're going to have some sort of rotation just to try to keep guys fresh. We're pretty well documented saying that. I think you're at your best when you can keep guys fresh and they can be given maximum effort when they're out there. And you just can't play wide open for, however many plays you're going to be out there if you're out there every snap. So, it'll be merit-based. I mean, if we have four ends that merit play time, we'll rotate four guys. If we have four tackles that merit play time, we'll rotate four tackles. If we don't, then we'll change those numbers. But, we haven't really made those decisions yet.
Looking at some of the younger, the examples you have, Destiny, never pronounced it, Yale, and Aziz, too. What are some of the things you've seen from them?
They got good penetration in the game, and I think when you're a defensive tackle in this game, that's one of the things you're judged on is your ability to disrupt the run game. Some schemes ask guys to occupy space and hold off blockers and things like that. In this game, they're asked to get penetration and be disruptive. And at times, both of those guys did that. Just like a lot of young players, they have inconsistencies. They have things they're working on. But both of them show that they have the ability to, to be disruptors.
Chitou said, when I talked to him on Thursday, he said that they kind of have the liberty to call stunts on their own. Was that something that you had to build the confidence within them to do, or is that something you allow them to do?
Well, he shouldn't be talking about stuff like that. So, I'd rather not comment on scheme stuff and stuff like that. They have there's a lot of different things they're asked to do within schemes, and I think I'll just leave it at that. He's a rookie, probably doesn't understand those guidelines. There's a lot of opponents that are reading you guys. Yeah, I mean, we try to stay. And the thing that's interesting here is I used to be a one-man shop when it came to stuff like that. And, we have a whole department that researches things like that. But I think, I don't think it does anybody any good to advertise, you know, some things. Maybe other teams aren't aware of some new trends and things like that. So I don't. I hate to be boring, but I think I'll just take that approach.
What dictated how long the ones
were? Well, we knew we wanted to get them a little bit of time, but, you know, it depended. They were sort of in, you know, sort of a middle spot. Probably would have liked to have got them a couple more reps, but the risk you run there is if you get them out and it's a long drive, trying to replace guys within a drive, we didn't want to go through that. Some of the D linemen continued to play because they were in rotation and their pitch count was low. So each position was a little bit different. We sort of just played it by ear. For the record, we really don't have a first group. You know, we're still working to find out who our first group is, and I don't like to tag anybody after the first preseason game or even before the first preseason game as being a first group. I mean, that's going to be earned over the course of all the training camp practices and all the preseason games. It's nothing. It's. I mean, we got to line up somehow, and that's what we're doing right now. But none of that's set in cement, and you know. Yeah, you know, sometime before the opener. Yeah. sorry, that's. No, I think when you put hard deadlines on that, you know, there's. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see good players on the field, and you know, there's a lot of different things that go into that. You know, I mean, hey, maybe there's a guy that's injured, or maybe there's, you know, a young guy that just needs more reps, and he might be one of those guys. I think you just gotta let it play, and if whatever way it comes out. I think if you predetermine that, you know, I think you can set a sort of an artificial deadline, and we don't want to do that. We want to give everybody an opportunity to earn their stripes, so to speak.
Given Eric Rowe's physical skill set, you know, guy likes to play to contact, the tackler, and all that. Has there been any thought to moving him from corner to safety?
You know, he's a guy that could do that. He did in college a little bit. You know, he played both of those positions. And, you know, sort of like we talked about with Jalen, that's one of the things that's helped him is being able to, you know, drop down and cover. And in this league now, you know, so many tight ends are skilled. So many times you have personnel matchups. You know, if the team lines up in three wide receivers and you're in base defense, one of your safeties got to go cover a wide receiver. So that's something he could potentially do. We like his skill set at corner. You know, he's tall. He's hard to throw over. He's tough at the line of scrimmage. There's some things he's working, and he just needs to improve those other things. And, you know, again, we're still talking about a very young player there. But I don't know. Okay, I don't like putting my grades out. So I'll just say, as a defense, we held them to 9 points. And that's the bottom line with anything. I think one thing that I was very encouraged by, particularly for a first preseason game, is we only had 2 defensive penalties. You know, Jalen was gassed and got his hands wide and ended up hooking the guy and got the DPI or defensive holding. I can't remember what it was. And we were offsides once, which was... It was pretty foolish because it was 2nd and 20, and we should know that the offense is trying to get an easy one back out of us. But, you know, typically a first preseason game, you're trying to put a lot of fires out with guys. And usually penalties come from either guys that don't know what to do or guys that are in bad position. And we had very little of that, and I thought that I was proud of the guys for that. Well, you can emphasize it all you want. You can do drills all you want, but you got to have players. You know, standing up and giving a speech or putting a PowerPoint up or, you know, making an emphasis on a drill doesn't get it done on the field. You know, I think a lot of it comes from rushing the passer. You saw, you know, 2 of them came from, you know, knocking the ball away from the quarterback. Quarterbacks are very vulnerable to fumbles in the pocket. So if you can, you know, hit those guys when in their pocket, you can get some balls out, and they throw it too quick. You see some coverage overlap. You know, we had a bunch of turnovers, which, again, we're trying to win the game. We're not, I mean, and those should help. We should have more. We dropped a bunch of interceptions. So I'm not giving pats on the back for what we did. We probably should have done a little bit more, and we maybe not even make it close at the end of the game if we do a little bit more defensively.
You got a chance at camp to go against Doug's effort.
Frank's offense with that three tight end set. From a defensive perspective, I mean, it was very effective on that touchdown run on Thursday. From a defensive perspective, what do you see when he's able to run that the way that with those three guys? I mean, you think it's going to give teams problems this year?
Yeah, you know, tight ends are tough matchups, particularly guys that are multidimensional, and I think we've probably beaten that horse a little bit dead right now. But it's true. I mean, if you have three guys that are just stone-cold blockers and they can't run a route, it's pretty easy to defend. If you have three guys that are pass receivers and they can't block a soul, pretty easy to defend. But if you have guys that can do both and they can give you a lot of different looks and they could be in three tight ends and it might be a short yardage-looking offense and it might be a three wide receiver looking offense. All those guys have the capability of doing it. It just forces you to be able to match up. Your corners have to be able to tackle. Your safeties have to be able to cover. And, I think that, we've seen that in the NFL from other teams, but we're fortunate to have a group of guys that can all do a couple different things.
Take two more, please.
What's Kendrick missing out
there? Practice time. Yeah, news flash. Just like any other player. I mean, Michael's a very, very conscientious player, and he works very hard off the field. So he's getting all the mental reps, and he's staying up, and he asks a lot of questions, and he's staying up on those things. But there's no substitute for doing it on the field. But it makes no sense to go out there if you can't physically do it. He's working extremely hard to get back as quick as he can. And when he is, then, we'll get him back out there.
You said earlier at camp, you want this defense obviously to be more than the sum of its parts. Making progress toward that, you think it'll be there by opening day?
I don't know if you get any points for progress. That's our mission, I guess you'd say. It's not a goal. It's not an objective. That's our mission. We have to accomplish it. I think you saw it at times. Like I said, one player complements another. Benny Logan has a good rush. Fletch is able to come in, knock the ball out, pick it up, puts our offense in position. We're able to score. We get a good pass rush, and we get an interception on a pretty easy overthrow. I think when you're doing things like that, then, maybe to some has shown that it can be greater than our individual parts. But, we still got a long way to go. Okay.
All right, guys.